Today at the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we're pleased to be joined on the line right now by Andrew Boychenko. He's the Minister of Tourism and Sport for the province of Alberta. First of all, sir, thanks for taking the time to join us here.
Thank you, Kyle, for having me. It's always nice to spend time with you and talking to the Albertans.
All right. Main thing we want to talk about today is tourism fees. We saw some legislation that you put forward recently around some tourism fees and some changes on rules around how those work. Why don't you guys take us a little bit through what we're looking at here with some of that legislation?
Well, yes. So we are making sure we're building a framework for DMF collections and also remittance. And basically, Alberta's government is protecting consumers from hidden and misleading fees while also visiting, making sure that and ensuring that visitors pay their fair share to support the growth of Alberta's economy. Now, if this will pass, the Travel Protection and Destination Development Act will strengthen the province's visitors' economy by creating a fair, consistent, and transparent framework for voluntary destination marketing fees collection. So, and again, if this passes, businesses must provide the full price of overnight accommodations upon and including all the fees and charges when they book the hotels. And you know, just to make sure that people, when they book their places, they're aware of the fees and they're aware where the fees are going to be spent. So we're making sure that the fees are transparent, but also remitted where they're supposed to, because when they charge destination marketing fees, it's supposed to be submitted to destination marketing organizations locally to market that particular region in the area. So we at the end of the day, we're trying to make sure that they are transparent and fair, and submitted where they were supposed to be spent.
Certainly, you mentioned transparency being a big thing around you know, some of this legislation and sort of more transparency for consumers out there. How big of a factor, I guess, has this been in trying to make these changes happen here?
Well, in Alberta, most of the hotels and overnight accommodations, short-term accommodations, they're collecting and dispensing they were supposed to. However, there are some instances in, you know, some areas where not 100% of the fees are being remitted or submitted or spent appropriately where they're supposed to. And it's only because of lack of the framework. It's not mandated in Alberta right now where and how you need to spend the fees. So with this framework, it's going to be a standard throughout the whole industry, and you know, everyone who voluntarily charges the fees will submit them locally to promote local areas and market the local destination.
And with the introduction of these new rules here, and you know, the clarity, transparency, if you will, how is this sort of helping in some of the tourism strategies for the province here?
Well, our long-term strategy is to reach tourism spending or expenditure to expand it to $25 billion by 2035. So that's our goal. That's our strategy. And we're trying to build our framework around that. How do we grow visitors' economy in our province to diversify, right? So just to give you an example, back in 2024, our visitor spending was at $14.4 billion in the province. This year, we up by 6% at $15.2 billion, and our visitor spending is keep on growing. We also have to remember that tourism supports more than 86,000 full-time jobs in the province, and that's if you count that, that's 10% of Albertans. So every 10th Albertan is working in the industry. So by strengthening, by creating a framework and clarity, we have more visitors coming here, and we have more Albertans, you know, getting engaged in jobs, in tourism jobs as well.
And when you talk about tourism in the province, certainly there are obviously going to be the visitors kind of focus on some of the bigger centers, you know, like Calgary and Edmonton and whatnot. But obviously there are, you know, a lot of rural areas of the province with some interesting little gems out there, if you will. Has there been any things that you've been trying to work on when it comes to trying to get more tourism to some of the more rural areas of the province, you know, perhaps maybe up here in the Peace region potentially?
Absolutely. So, when it comes again to our strategy, the main strategy, as I said, to reach our $25 billion expenditure by 2035, but other pillars of our strategy is to actually bring visitors all across the province, and we have created 10 new tourism development zones right across the whole province. So when people come to Alberta here, we give them more options in all four corners of the province, as well as extend visitors into the year round versus just the high seasons or shoulder seasons. So the strategy there, it's a twofold. One, to diversify, make sure that visitors not only come in the high season, but also throughout the year, as well as in 10 new tourism development zones across the province. And in 2024-25, over 70% of traveler investments were in rural and small urban communities. So it's a big portion of tourism destination in our province.
And finally, whenever I have a guest here at the Trending 55 Hot Seat, I have to add in a little personal question. So the politicians are people too. Of course, we are getting close to spring in various parts of the province. I've been with a lot of snow here in the Peace region the past couple of days, so it may not feel like the spring is coming, but it is coming. And, that maybe gets some people out and about and doing some interesting activities of potentially outdoors in the springtime. What about you? What are kind of some of your kind of go-to spring activities for you?
Well, if you talk specifically spring, I really like four-wheeling, side-by-sides, quadding. So I'm planning this summer to check it out our trails across the province, and hiking is a big part of it as well. I really enjoy hiking, going, seeing beautiful. Alberta is absolutely jam, and we are top destination in the world when it comes to outdoors. So hiking, I would say, and quadding, side-by-siding, just basically going out there and enjoying the beautiful promise that we have.
Well, hopefully you'll get plenty of time to do that in the next little bit. Andrew Boychenko, Minister of Tourism and Sport for the province of Alberta, thanks for joining us here today.
Thank you, Kyle. I'm looking forward for more conversation with you, and thank you for great work you do.